Had Paul first at Bristol when I was there, my first year. London Irish pinched him off me at that time. So we've got him back this time. Taken a few years to do it. But he will complement our squad. He's has a fantastic attitude, very, very professional. Much like the two we've got at the moment, highly professional, really good characters, great work ethic, never stop talking, and we'll just boss the forwards. And he is the sort of person you want in a club, because like Johnny R and like Sean Perry, have fantastic attitudes, and their enthusiasm just spreads to everybody else.
Hey, people might think it's strange you've now got three scrum halves experienced.
Yeah, well, I think you've been a scrum half. I think I know the importance of a scrum half, and with tens as well. You know, we've seen the benefit of having Danny Gray, a third choice. So say 10, but can step into the first team and play very well like he did last week against Harlequins. You need three good tens. You normally need three good nines and three good tight ends. Those are three key positions, and you need strength in depth. If we want to move this club on now, which we do, and really get up towards the top of the clubs in English rugby, you have to have good quality players, good strength in depth, and you know you've got to invest in players with a good attitude as well.
Is he something that fits into your team plan the way you want to play then?
Well, he certainly is. Defensively, he's a superb defensive cover defence scrum half. He organises the defence in front of him, but he's also a live wire, and you've got to watch him all the time, and he'll attack the fringes. And Johnny R does that in his way with his great footwork and speed. Sean Perry does it with a bit more brute force. Paul Hodgson is a bit more in the mould of perhaps a Johnny R type of scrum half, but threatens all the time, take quick tap penalties. And we're going to start to play a bit more rugby next year, and he will be someone who will lift the pace of the game through quick tap penalties and just play at a faster pace.
Knock-on effect down the line, of course. You've also got Ollie Frost here, so what will happen with him?
Well, we'll look after Ollie. We're talking at the moment, trying to put him into a club that will benefit him. I mean, he needs to play regular rugby. We will certainly monitor. He's been a superb servant here since I've been here. I like him, love him to death. Everybody does. He's a real character, but he works hard, and every time he goes on the field, he gives his all. You can see that every time. So we will make sure he's in a suitable club where he plays regular rugby. We will be keeping an eye on him, and hopefully he'll at some stage will come back to Worcester into the first team squad. But my role at the moment, I have to make some tough decisions. I have to think in each position, how can I strengthen each position? Now, by bringing Paul Hodgson in my view, I have strengthened the number nine position. And that's what I'm trying to do in all the positions. I shall cover most of them this year. Some I may have to wait until next year. But as many positions as I possibly can this year, I will try and add strength in depth to that position.
Does that depend on who's available?
It depends on who's available and who's under contract here at the time, yeah.